May it please the court, counsel, Alan Epstein, representing Integra Engineering. Integra's position on appeal is that it is entitled to judgment as a matter of law for two interrelated reasons. First, because Northland wasn't damaged, since its theory of the case was that the Bureau of Reclamation style spillway that URS designed and Northland paid to build was what should have been constructed in the first place, and Northland would have paid $900,000 to build it. Integra is also entitled to judgment as a matter of law because Northland was only entitled to the benefit of its bargain, and its bargain was for a 10-foot by 13-foot outfall apron that cost $12,000, not the $900,000 spillway. Under this court's decision in City of Westminster v. Centric Jones, Northland's damages theory failed since it was not entitled to a substantially upgraded, newly designed structure, but with features for which it did not bargain or pay for. The evidence of trial established that the new spillway was more conservative and designed to a higher standard of care than the outfall apron Integra designed. It was much longer than the outfall apron. The outfall apron had a single row of baffle blocks, while the spillway had over 20 rows of baffles. The outfall apron had no sidewalls. The spillway had continuous sidewalls. The outfall apron did not require extensive concrete formwork or reinforcing steel. The spillway did. And there are several other significant features the spillway had that Northland did not bargain for or pay for in its contract with Integra.
Mr. Epstein, let me ask you a question, if I might. I understand, I think, your argument that Northland got a windfall as a result of the judgment here. But the jury was presented with an itemized list of all different kinds of categories, and couldn't it have just deducted the cost, for example, of the spillway, which you said was in your briefs was inappropriate?
The spillway is the entire structure. The jury was presented with a schedule of values and invoices without any method of apportioning between the items on it. The Northland didn't present any way for them to apportion the benefit of the bargain from betterment, and the spillway is what was built. So the spillway is, our contention is, betterment as a matter of law.
Well, I thought that some of the items concerned like dealing with the emergency when the dam was damaged.
Well, that's not the spillway. That was a separate item of damage. It was all lumped. It's all lumped together in the schedule of values, but the emergency procedure is not part of the spillway. It's not.
But that was part of the damages that was sought and obtained by Northland, wasn't it?
Well, it may have been, but the way it was presented was we want $900,000. That's what it would cost. That's what it cost to build the spillway. That's what should have been constructed. That's what we asked for. And as a practical matter, the jury didn't apportion. The jury awarded Northland exactly what it asked for, $900,000. So it, as a matter of law, there was betterment under the City of Westminster decision.
Mr. Epstein, as I read the closing, the position was of your client was that the most they could be liable for was $10,000, $4,000 for design plus $6,000 for construction of the outfall.
Yes.
$12,000. So the only way it could have been apportioned that would have been acceptable to you would be for them to say, yes, we had $900,000, but we're only asking for $12,000. Anything else you would have said would have been improper, right?
Yes.
So it really doesn't matter, does it? This is an all-or-nothing case.
Yes, that's the way it was presented, and all is what Northland got. It got the $900,000 it asked for, which necessarily included the cost of the upgraded structure. And under getting back to the first reason that Integra is entitled to judgment as a matter of law, under the Illinois Court of Appeals decision in St. Joseph Hospital and the Florida Court of Appeals decision in Loughrane, if correcting design errors results in an improved structure or costs that an owner would have incurred even if there had been no error, the owner should bear these costs because it would otherwise have done so. And Northland testified that the same costs associated with the design and construction of the substitute spillway would not have been different by a dollar had Integra designed such a spillway in the first instance.
Excuse me if I could just interrupt it briefly. Now, the court did instruct the jury on both veteran and benefit of the bargain.
I know it. My recollection is it did instruct on betterment, yes.
And you have not challenged those instructions, right?
No. Integra did not challenge those instructions.
So, basically, we're being asked to say that there's insufficient evidence to support the verdict?
Basically, what we're asking the court to do is to recognize that under the Westminster decision, the betterment issue doesn't go to the jury. It's a matter of law. The identical corollary of evidence that was presented in Westminster is what was presented by the City of Westminster in that case, and the district court directed a verdict against Westminster, and this court affirmed. The betterment instruction should not have gone to the jury because the case should not have gone to the jury at all. That issue should not have been submitted to the jury.
In Westminster, the facts are kind of different, though, because there was no apportionment between the contractor and the design firm, and here there was, and also there was no breakdown. I mean, one of the principal things that the court was critical of was that there was no itemization of damages, and here there was an itemization of damages.
Well, the itemization of damages, though, was not presented in such a manner that the jury could apportion. Against all the material that went into the spillway was necessarily awarded by the jury because it awarded $900,000. So certainly that component of the damages that were awarded is betterment as a matter of law. In City of Westminster, there were two reasons why this court held that the city had not presented a sufficient damages case. One was that the design defendants who had settled out, Westminster did not present any method of apportioning between damage caused by the design defendants and damage caused by Centric Jones, who was the general contractor. The other reason is the reason applicable in this case, which is that Westminster in that case and Northland in this case did not apportion between what its benefit of the bargain was and betterment damages. And betterment. In other words, in Westminster, had the City of Westminster only sought damages relating to construction defect against Centric Jones, the result would have been the same because of the second component of the Westminster court's rationale, which is applicable here.
Well, Mr. Epstein, let me ask you a comment you made earlier. You said as a matter of law, it should not have gone to the jury, the question of apportionment. Yet we're discussing instructions where if a jury is able to apportion, and then you're saying the jury here was unable to apportion. So I'm trying to get to some clarification. In all cases, are you saying as a matter of law, this should not go to the jury? Or just the instructions were insufficient, or could you clarify for me a little bit?
What I'm saying is that where the newly redesigned structures that are bigger and better and more than the bargain for which the parties contracted, as a matter of law, it is inappropriate for the owner to recover those damages. At least those, of course, that component of the damages, because that's what Westminster holds. Under Westminster, the case should not have, and in fact did not, go to the jury. The same arguments that I am making here on behalf of Integra were made on behalf of Westminster in that case. I know that because I made them. So that's what I'm arguing. The where you have a newly designed higher standard of care structure, which is $900,000, not $12,000, which was what was bargained for, the case should not have gone, that those damages should not have been submitted to the jury. And in fact, in this case, the jury did award those damages. If the award had been considerably less, you might be able to argue, well, the jury didn't award, the jury followed its betterment instruction and didn't award them. Well, there wasn't any special verdict for them either.
Mr. Epstein, if I remember correctly from the briefs, the total damages that North Glenn presented evidence of was something like $990,000, and yet North Glenn asked for $900,000 in damages. Is that correct?
In closing argument, North Glenn's counsel said something to the effect of, don't pay attention to the schedule of values. We'll concede that the amount that we should recover is $900,000. But there's still a substantial difference between $900,000 and $12,000, which is what the 10 by 13 apron cost.
Right, I understand that that's a huge difference, but I guess the question I have for you is, can we not infer that the jury might have looked at this schedule of values and the one line item that was for about $57,000 for construction of the new spillway, and that the jury might have just disregarded that and awarded other damages?
But even if they did that, a substantial portion of the other damages went to the construction of the newly designed spillway. Even if they had done that, there's still a huge component of damages the jury had to have awarded that was unrelated to the underlying plans and specifications that were a part of the, or that were the contract between Integra and Northland.
Where do we look in the contract to, or where do you look to substantiate your point that the benefit of the bargain here was $12,000?
The contract called for a massive waterworks project, one part of which was the outfall apron. That's in the contract somewhere. The concrete apron is part of the plans, which is part of the contract.
Well, the design was drawn after the contract was drawn, correct?
Yes.
So the apron wasn't in the contract.
Well, the contract contemplated the apron being in the project. That's my recollection.
I didn't find it. So.
My last point is that North Glenn argues that the spillway gave North Glenn what it bargained for, which is a means to provide the safe delivery of effluent to the reservoir. But that was the same argument that Westminster made in justifying the design and structural improvements in that case. In this case, the outfall apron worked for 2 years, unlike the structures in Westminster, which never became operational before they were redesigned and rebuilt. There was evidence that it was possible to construct a new outfall apron according to the same design was possible. There would have to be considerably more in maintenance involved, but it still worked, and that was what was bargained for. Unless the court has further questions, Integra requests that the court reverse and remand with directions to dismiss North Glenn's complaint.
Thank you, Mr. Epstein. You have a minute and 10 seconds left for your rebuttal. All right.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Ben Tracy. I represent the city of North Glenn. As Northland understands it, Integra's primary argument on appeal is that there was insufficient evidence of the damages to allow the jury to portion out what they claim to be benefits in excess of the bargain that Northland and Integra entered into. In other words, they claim that Integra did not provide a rational basis. However, in Integra's own closing argument, they used Northland's evidence to explain to the jury how they believed damages should be apportioned due to betterment. One of the issues that was disputed is whether or not the reservoir needed to be drained in order to make the repairs. And it was Integra's position that somehow, at least they argued, that the reservoir did not need to be dewatered. And on day 11, in closing arguments, counsel for Integra identified the dewatering costs, specifically identified the itemization that Northland presented, and quote, "I think it's 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 34, 26, maybe some others, but those total at least $425,000. Counsel goes on to state that another $36,000 was identified by Mr. Villano, Northland's primary expert, and it's argued that if it hadn't been called a spillway, then we wouldn't have needed to spend that money. So on one hand, Integra is arguing on appeal that the evidence was insufficient, there was no rational basis. On the other hand, they proceed forward with the case. They were able to understand the evidence presented by Northland. Integra was able to apportion out what they believed to be betterment damages, and they were able to explain that to the jury. Northland's position would be that the jury was probably also capable of understanding that concept and taking that into account in their determinations. Because they're the jury and they make the factual determinations, they didn't agree with that betterment theory, but nonetheless, there was a rational basis for them to have done so if they chose to do so.
Mr. Tracy, do you believe that the jury could use that statement of values of the 36 items or however many it was to decide what on which items to award damages?
Yes. Yes, I do. And not only because Integra understood it, but also because of the descriptions of the major component parts of the construction project. That was the language used by Integra in describing the itemization. They called it the component parts of the construction. And when you read that list, it's clearly, and from a common sense perspective, indicates what items were done, how much each item costs. In our direct examination, and Northland's direct examination of Jason Murray, our primary cost expert, we identify the cost of the concrete channel of approximately $57,000. We identified the cost to redo the fill material was approximately $29,000. We identified the cost for removal of fill material, $6,000. All of that was explained to the jury, and the jury was certainly capable of taking that into account, determining whether Northland was seeking more damages than it bargained for originally.
So what is your, excuse me for interrupting, I know you were about to start saying something, but what is your response to Mr. Epstein's statement that the $57,000 for replacement of the spillway wasn't the only cost for the spillway, that a lot of the other items of damages were really associated with the whole redesign project?
Well, that raises an interesting point. There was argued at trial that for somehow Northland could repair this dam without draining the reservoir. Contradictorily, however, Integra's expert and Mike Lutz, the primary engineer for Integra, both conceded that in order to fix the dam, you've got to drain the reservoir. You can't have heavy equipment on the side of the dam trying to pave the side of the dam with 14 feet of water at the bottom of the reservoir. It wouldn't work. So it was conceded you have to dewater the reservoir. And as previously referenced in council's closing argument, those dewatering costs were identified specifically as $425,000. So this circles back to the argument of betterment, but it ignores the issue, and I think Integra's appellate arguments do not give sufficient weight to the fact that Northland was stuck in a position that it had a dam that was damaged, was no longer operational, and it had to be fixed. And in order to do the fix, no matter what the repair is, you have to dewater the reservoir. During cross-examination of Jason Murray, Integra identified that the dewatering costs alone constituted 70% to 80% of the costs. So certainly this damage figure is large when compared to the amount of money spent to design and install the original construction that didn't work. But 70% to 80% of those costs, according to Integra, are simply for dewatering, which in turn they admit was required in order to effectuate the repairs.
Would that cost have been required if the design was ultimately used was done in the first case?
Yes, and the reason why is that the asphalt was damaged very close to the bottom of the reservoir. There was approximately 14 feet of reservoir water that at a level where there was no damage underneath. But no matter if you did Integra's design, went back and rebuilt that joint, or if you did a modified design where you built a joint and you added a copper stop, which is a design that was available prior to the failure of the dam, irrespective, in order to fix this dam, it was required, according to Mike Lutz and Mike West, Integra and its expert, it was required to dewater the reservoir.
So then, wouldn't that cost have been, had to have been incurred? If they had done the design the way you say they should have done in the first place, you would have ended up paying that amount, your client.
Well, I think the position that Northland presented is that this particular design needed to be done on the front end is incorrect. I think the evidence establishes that in light of the failure, in light of the dam failure, that the alternative design of using copper water stops, which was testified to by four separate experts, saying that before the dam failure, a design could have been implemented that used a structural copper water stop instead of just relying on the half-inch ceiling joint. However, after the dam failed, we're now looking at an engineering situation in the face of a high hazard dam that has had some damage and has become inoperable. And there was evidence from experts saying that in the context of a dam failure, that a more conservative and higher standard is the standard of care of the industry. That once you have one failure, a more conservative approach is certainly warranted. And so while there were alternative designs available to Integra to have implemented before the failure, once we have the embankment collapse, it's a matter of 70% to 80% of the cost is to dewater. It's a matter of perhaps 8% more to run a $57,000 concrete channel or all of those other itemized elements that are, when compared to the overall repair project, are certainly comparable. And I think that dovetails back to the City of Westminster case, which states that the plaintiff's burden is to provide a rational basis for apportionment. It doesn't have to be mathematically precise calculation. And if there are differences and the plaintiff can show that the costs are comparable, perhaps de minimis, then those type of awards are permissible by a jury. And I think there was evidence and inferences in this case to show that spending $57,000 extra to run the concrete channel down to the bottom in light of a pre-existing dam failure situation is reasonable and comparable to the cost to simply go back and and build a failed design that Integra designed.
Mr. Tracy, in light of what the jury could apportion between the bargain and the benefit, do you agree with Mr. Epstein that the bargain was the 10-foot by 13-foot outfill apron?
No. At the time of the contract, there was a lump sum contract, and Mike Lutz and Mike West both agreed that the scope of the contract included treating the wastewater and getting the wastewater all the way safely to the reservoir. Now, they have come back and tried to argue that this simple outlet structure that apparently $12,000 was expended on was part of the contract. That's not the case. The contract was clean the water and get it to the reservoir, and Integra indicated and represented in the contract that they were competent to perform that function. They argued that, well, that was part of the bargain, was to just have that smaller structure. But Integra didn't provide any discounts. They said if we wanted a larger structure, we would have had to pay for it. Well, the contract, there was no structure involved, and they certainly didn't reduce the amount of the contract for only designing a limited structure. Circling back to this issue of the original design, the City of Northland's position is not that the concrete channel was always required. If you look at the actual testimony of Kurt Kowar, who was the city's employee representative involved in the design decisions that were made early on, the testimony does not pertain to whether or not a concrete channel was ever discussed and rejected. The discussion was, did Integra tell you that if it utilized the design it ultimately utilized, there was a danger of a dam breach? And the answer was no. So the question was centered on the design that Integra implemented, not on the issue of whether a different structure should have been designed in the first place. There was a question regarding the amount of damages requested by the City of Northland. That was $900,000, which was less than the amount that if you went through and added up all of the various line items and engineering costs would come to. And that was a matter of compromise. That's certainly within the realm of closing argument to make such a request in terms of damages.
Can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
Obviously, there's two diametrically different views of what the bargain was. And is it your position that your view that what was bargained for was this, whatever it took to get the water cleaned up and safely in the reservoir, is that reflected in the written contracts, or do we need to look at other evidence to reach that conclusion?
Well, I think it can be inferred through the written contracts. It isn't in there specifically, but the representations are from Integra that it had all of the requisite skill, knowledge, and experience to perform the function of redesigning this wastewater treatment plant, which involved getting water to the reservoir safely. And when you dovetail those inferences in with the direct testimony from Mike Lutz and Mike West, that indeed that was part of the contract, I think that conclusively establishes that indeed that was part of the contract, rather than the 10-foot by 12-foot apron being part of Integra's contract. Now, that 10-foot by 12-foot apron was part of Glacier's contract. They agreed to build according to the plans, and they constructed according to those plans. But Integra itself, they are the party that's responsible for creating the plans. That's their job. They represented that they were able to prepare this design and allow the water to get to the reservoir safely. Coming back to the apportionment of damages issue, as indicated, there were 36 bid items associated with the contractor's bid, and I see that I'm running out of time, and I don't want to leave it at that.
All right, thank you.
Well, for 10, oh, a minute and 10 seconds. Well, the only point I would like to make is that on page 52 of Integra's opening brief at the bottom, there is a statement that Northland's own evidence that such a spillway was required from the outset. Northland admitted it would have paid for a spillway initially had it understood it was necessary. The evidence supporting that proposition is in the record on seeking at pages 8472 to 8473, and where Northland conceded the costs incurred in connection with the design and construction of the substitute spillway would not have been different by a dollar if Integra had designed such a spillway initially. That evidence introduced by Northland is at this on CBA page 88 to 92. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, counsel, for your very helpful arguments. The case will stand submitted, and an opinion will issue in due course.